This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver International Airport now has a COVID-19 testing site for travelers. A rapid test costs $200 and produces results on site within 15 minutes. Another test sends samples to a lab for results, which typically takes a few days. That test costs $75. DIA says it offers free COVID-19 tests to all airport employees. RTD has confirmed more than 100 cases of the coronavirus among its staff. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The transit agency says it's seen outbreaks at a handful of its maintenance facilities and bus barns across Metro Denver, and even one at its call center. It says none of the outbreaks have interrupted service. One employee died this fall, but the agency wouldn't give any more details. RTD has installed polycarbonate shields on most of its buses to protect drivers, who also wear masks. Passengers are asked to wear masks too, but that mandate is not enforced. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado's Republican Party will have a new leader for the next election cycle, CPR's Andrew Kenney explains.
Congressman Ken Buck announced on Thursday that he would not run for another term as state party chairman. Buck took on the role last year with the goal of helping Republicans recover from their 2018 losses in Colorado. The party failed to gain ground in the recent elections, and Buck will step aside as chairman when his term expires next year. In a statement, he said he was pleased with the party's recent work, but said he'd be more effective in other capacities. I'm Andrew Kenney, CPR News.
Much of Colorado has snow today and chilly temperatures. It should be sunny and at least a little warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.